transformed. He turns around and steps out of the cave, changing, shifting shapes. The shackles unchained, freedom irreversible. We're talking about Plato's parable of the cave. However, it is not necessarily only an image for global knowledge. Every new idea, every new thought leads outside and blinds. The attempt to step back failed. Too far away. The truth is too far away from the shadows on the wall. But how come us humans enjoy sitting in a cave so much, having false prophets explain to us where the pictures come from? This is the beginning of all fairy tales, the impotence of clear recognition. Knowledge helps us explain, but will never be the actual insight. Freeing and widening the spirit for the truth, that is the base that we can and have to deliver. Yes, this is the first transformation, and it has a name: freedom of the spirit. Free of all the old patterns of belief, of all myths of the controlled human being, of the industry of religions. These illusions may be consoling, but to overcome today's problems, we need to return to self-determined human, able to learn. And so the bravery of freedom of the spirit is an indispensable virtue for the future.